It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right, welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Today's March 19th, 2024, also known as the first day of spring. Thank goodness. Hope you had a good winter. I'm sure everybody's happy spring is here, so let's celebrate today. Even though it's really cold today here, but that's okay. That's okay. It's sunny out, so that's good. Let's jump right into the birthdays, shall we? Bruce Willis, 68. Stay strong, Bruce. We love you, man. Andy Reid, 65. Glenn Close is 76. Also on this day in history, 2003, Iraq War begins. 1931, Nevada legalized gambling. 1918, U.S. President Woodrow Wilson signed the Standard Time Act, which established daylight saving time. We're going to talk more about daylight saving time and get everything straightened out soon. We'll have a little special on that. And in 1957, Elvis makes down payment on Graceland. All right, let's get into the news, shall we, folks? The world's 100 worst polluted cities are in Asia, and 83% of them are in just one country. So can we take a guess of what country that is? Anybody? Anybody? Nope, not China. India. 83 cities. Okay, so 83 cities in India have 10 times worse than the World Health Organization guidelines. So. Yeah, their air is 10 times worse than what it's supposed to be. So, yeah, that's terrible. All right, we got one from Fox. Elon Musk reveals why he takes ketamine, denies abusing the drug. Quote, I should keep taking it. All right, there's a subtitle here. Tesla CEO said he gets the drug via a prescription from a medical doctor to combat chemical tides. So here's what I've found out about ketamine. It's not something I've ever done or seen or anything like that. So it's pretty interesting to me. It is a hallucinogenic. The buzz lasts, if you will, 45 to 90 minutes. It's a Schedule 3 drug. On the streets, it's known as Special K. And yes, you can get it prescribed by your doctor here in the U.S. It's very interesting. But it is addictive. So, you know, if you do have some severe pain and you do want to go try it, keep in mind that it's addictive. Actually, that segues into another article headline. This one from Fortune magazine. Doctors are prescribing the trendy mind-altering drug ketamine for hard-to-treat pain. Experts worry the U.S. may be repeating mistakes that gave rise to the opioid crisis. Well, look, you know, a lot of people do whatever the hell it takes to get out of some pain. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, I think it's early in the stages of finding out how we're going to use that drug. Probably don't want to get caught with it in your car, it sounds like. All right, and it sounds like Elon doesn't have a problem with it. I guess he has depression is what he's got, so yeah. Sports Illustrated, Jake Paul and Mike Tyson will square off in a live Netflix boxing event. This is unbelievable to me. It really is. The ringside bell will sound on July 20th. Mike Tyson's 57 years old. Jake Paul is 27. 30-year difference. I'm really scared for Mike Tyson. I mean, I understand he got in some trouble with his ex-wife. But I think he's become a better person. I really do over time. I think he's really matured. And I think he was so famous back then. He was just out of his mind. So I don't know. But I like Tyson now. And I think he might get injured. That's what scares me. I mean, it's an age difference thing. I think he's just outaged. You know, he's definitely a better fighter, but dude's got 30 years on him. So I don't know. All I know is if I had to fight Tyson, I think I'd just go ahead and pull my teeth out in advance. All right, here's one from TMZ. Richard Simmons not really dying. Oh, good. Thank goodness. Despite concerning announcement, I guess he posted something that insinuated that his days were numbered or something, and it just wasn't. It's probably just to get people like me to talk about it on their show. But it was funny, though, because he's all tatted up. And you don't really remember Richard Simmons as being tatted up. But so, yes, Paulie Shore's movie about Richard Simmons is still underway. So that is great. I cannot wait to see that movie because Paulie Shore, he looks just like him. It's unbelievable. Yeah. All right. That leaves us one more news article, and it's a good one because that's how we roll good news at the end of every episode. But before I get to that, I just want to say subscribe to the show. Do all the things that help the show. I mean, we really need you. Still in the early stages. We're going to do this grassroots style, so we don't plan on going anywhere for a long time, regardless of how large our audience is. All right. This one's from Good News Network. 1,000-year-old. This is more like cool news rather than good news. It's good news, but, you know. 1,000-year-old Viking sword fished out of an Oxfordshire river with a magnet. So, yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and read two short paragraphs. A, quote, magnet fisherman, unquote, trawling his local river had spent several rainy hours pulling out scaffolding components but decided not to go home under these conditions. His magnet eventually snagged something rather more interesting. Pulling it out of the water, Trevor Penny recalls shouting to his friend, "What do you think it is?" His friend said something like, "It looks like a sword." So long story short, they had it examined several times over, I'm sure. And it turns out it was an old Danish warrior's sword. So that's insane. That's insanely cool is what it is. Yeah, go buy a big magnet and drag it around everywhere. You never know what you'll find. But folks, I'm going to call that the episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I will be back for Friday's episode. Hope you join me for lunch. And until that episode on Friday, keep pressing on in your life. And peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.